A reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Thomas, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Or else, believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it. The Gospel of the Lord. On this feast of two prominent apostles and followers of Jesus, Philip and James, we have this fitting gospel from John. It is such a famous passage. Who of us has not seen the reference on a billboard along a highway at some point? The message is always very clear. If you want to be saved, you must turn your life over to Jesus Christ. I'm a member of a full-time preaching team doing parish missions. Almost every parish we visit during the question time, we are asked, are Muslims saved? Or are non-Catholics saved? Or what happens to people who are not baptized? Or variations of all of the above. There seems to be great interest in trying to find out if ultimately we all pray to the same God, and if this God is for everyone and interested in everyone's salvation. In fact, this month's lead article in Sojourners magazine is titled, Did Jesus Pray to Allah? Down through the history of the church, we have carried this tension of universal salvation. And for many, especially biblical literalists, there is an easy answer. No one comes to the Father except through me, the words of Jesus. However, I believe this very passage compels us to a critical interpretation of the Gospels and to take careful note of the image of God that Jesus consistently shows us throughout his ministry. He tells us of a God who is all-inclusive, an image of God lived out in the person and ministry of Jesus that was very difficult for the authorities at the time to accept. Okay to include women, Gentiles, sinners, persons with contagious diseases, outcasts of every kind? Are we as apostles also compelled to notice in many different people the signs of God's grace? We Christians speak of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Jesus also said, by their fruits you shall know them. In today's gospel, he talks about being able to identify people by their works and being able to identify him also by his works. Apostleship today requires of us that we keep our eyes open to recognize the signs of holiness and the diversity of persons all around us and in unlikely places. Finally, we have the wonderful statement from the Second Vatican Council. It was an ecumenical council precisely because the intent of John the 23rd was to find ways in which we are one rather than how we are divided. And so from one of the major documents, Lumen Gentium, the light to the world, Article 16. we have this quote. Those who through no fault of their own do not know the gospel of Christ, but nevertheless seek God with a sincere heart, and moved by grace, try in their actions to do God's will as they know it through the dictates of their own conscience, those too may achieve eternal salvation. End quote. My faith and the reading I take from the Gospels is that indeed salvation is through Jesus. And like a giant umbrella, this gift of Jesus covers all of humanity. Today, we ask James and Philip to show us how to be apostles and to notice all the signs of holiness in our midst.